ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। अज्ञानाद्वा ज्ञानात् उत्तम श्लोक नामया संकीर्तितम् अगम पुंस दहे दे दो यथा नलः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. Purport: Fire will act regardless of whether handled by an innocent child or by someone well aware of its power. For example, if a field of straw or dry grass is set afire, either by an elderly man who knows the power of fire or by a child who does not know, the grass will be burned to ashes. Similarly, one may or may not know the power of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But if one chants the holy name, he will become free from all sinful reactions. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing the discussion, conversation between the Vishnu Dutas and the Yama Dutas, and all throughout we have been discussing about the glories of the holy name. All of you have heard up till now the various aspects of the glories of the holy name up till. Unfortunately, I could not hear the last few days' lectures because of some misunderstanding. I wanted to hear them. All these verses are very, very powerful verses. They really make us realize how important is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra actually. As evident in this particular verse, it says that just as a fire burns grass into ashes, knowingly or unknowingly, somebody who knows about the power of fire or not, it does burn into ashes. Similarly, the holy name, if it's chanted, whether you know the glories or you do not know the glories, it will does have its effect. Few days back, verse read out by Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Sanketyam parihasyam va, stobam helanam eva va, vaikunta nam grahanam, asheshaga haram vidu. He says that even if somebody, like, you know, unintentionally chants, somebody jokingly chants, somebody with just, you know, disrespectfully chants, or somebody disregards the holy name, even if that person chants in that way also, he gets the benefit of the holy name. And all throughout, what we are reading is actually the stage of Namabhas. As a sadhaka, we have been told that how, that when one chants the holy names, he should be carefully avoiding the 10 offenses. The stage is, you know, like an offensive stage. In the beginning, when a sadhaka chants, he has so many desires, unwanted desires. He is in ignorance. So many anarthas are there in his heart. So when he chants, he is chanting in that offensive stage. But later on, when he comes to know what are the offenses when you are chanting the holy name, and when one knowingly avoids the offenses, then one slowly comes to the stage of offenseless chanting, that is Namabhas. So Namabhas is a stage where when you are trying to carefully avoid the offenses. You are trying to chant attentively. You are trying to avoid, you know, offenses, knowing very well that if I do this, then, you know, this is considered an offense. And then you are chanting with enthusiasm and determination. So that is what a sadhaka is supposed to be doing. As the Shastra says, that if somebody chants with the intention that, oh yes, if I chant this, and then, you know, it will relieve me from all the sinful activities. So let me just perform this, and then afterwards I will chant so that I can, you know, absolve myself from all these sins. Then that is considered to be a aparad, nam aparad, and which is more serious than if it had done unknowingly. Somebody who knows that one should avoid the offenses against the chanting of the names, and then does it very well knowing that this is not right, then that person commits a serious offense. That is the reason before we even sit to chant the holy names, we just chant the 10 offenses to the holy name. It is not a ritual. We just have to meditate on those facts, the 10 offenses. What are those 10 offenses and how to, you know, attentively, just deliberate, just try to avoid those offenses while you are chanting. Like Srila Prabhupada said that if you disrespect the orders of the spiritual master and then you chant the holy name, that's a grave offense. Similarly, when you perform some sins and you say that, oh yes, let me chant and then let me just get rid of these sinful reactions, because the power of the holy name can relieve one from sinful reactions, then that becomes an offense. Then you fall into the category of nam apradhi. But a sadhaka, a serious sadhaka, tries to get over that nam apradhi and come to the stage at least of namabhas. That is a clearing stage. At that time, he is trying to consciously avoid the offenses, chants, and then prays to the holy name to give him that taste for the holy name. So all this what you are hearing is about the namabha stage, that, you know, someone who is trying to chant the holy name with all this understanding. But Srila Prabhupada mentions that this is something like a convalescent stage. Once His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, about 10 years back when he was here, when I was quite new, he was talking about this offenseless chanting. But at the same time, he was talking about what is Krishna Prem. So he was giving an example, just like somebody is sick in the hospital. And then he has a very severe disease. He's been taking medicines for a long time. And after taking the medicines, what happens is that he becomes all right. He's still in the hospital, but he's cured of the disease. And somebody goes to visit him and says, my dear friend, how are you now? He says, I am all right. But that all right is not actually all right. When you say that person is completely cured of the disease, that when that person gets up from the hospital and starts doing his routine activities, then you say that he is, you know, perfectly all right. What that stage he, when he is in hospital, is that he is cured of the disease. But then he has not yet come out of it fully. In other words, if he neglects at that time, if he some or the other, you know, doesn't take the medicines, doesn't take all the precautions to see that it doesn't relapse, then it's possibility that he can get that disease again. But if he's careful at that stage, then a time will come when he'll again be fit enough to do his routine activities. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that when we are talking about relieving one from sinful reactions or liberation, we are talking about a convalescent stage. And this is what is namabhas stage. When a sadhaka is at this stage, he has to be very careful not to commit any apradhas, not to commit any such activities which will bring him to the lower stage of namapradha. He should at this time strive to rise over. And how to do it? The Shastras explain that when you are at the namabha stage, one thing you have to do is very, very strong association of a pure devotee of the Lord. He says one has to associate with a saintly person very much, and at the same time, in that association, just chant the holy names, trying to avoid those offenses. And with that, you will slowly reach the stage of Krishna Nam. The Shastras explain that why one has to associate with the saintly persons. Said that only the saintly person can give Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakta is a person who is like a distributor of the holy name. Just like in the material world, we have this network marketing. We have the direct distributors. In network marketing, what happens is that you can buy the products only from a direct distributor. You don't buy across the counter. You have to approach that person who is a distributor of that particular company. And that is what is network marketing. So, a Krishna Bhakta, a pure devotee of the Lord, is the one who can only give us that bhakti. Bhakti, the faith in the holy name of the Lord. Because he is direct carrying the mercy of the Lord within his heart. So actually, when we are talking about the holy name, we are talking about two aspects. One is the holy name and one is the glory of the devotee who gives us the holy name. Both are very, very important for us. It's not that we receive the holy name from anyone. We receive the holy name from a pure devotee of the Lord. And when we receive the holy name from that personality, then we may get Krishna Prem. If you carefully follow that. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gurudev Kripa Bandhu Diya. He says, give me Kripa. And he says, Ami to Kangal, Krishna Krishna Bole, Dhai Tava Pache Pache. He says, I am Kangal, I am, you know, poor, I am in poverty. Krishna Krishna Bole, Dhai Tava Pache Pache. I am running after you, Krishna Krishna. Give me that Krishna Naam. Give me that Krishna Naam. So when you take that from a pure devotee, that is when you actually receive the Krishna Prem. So, I would just like to just highlight on one particular aspect from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which makes us aware that how glorious is the holy name. I am not in that capacity to speak about it because I am still full of anarthas, lot of sinful activities. But at least by reading that, I developed some hope that there is something for me in the future, and that's something for all of us. This is from the glorious pastimes of Srila Haridas Thakur. Chapter entitled Glories of Haridas Thakur, where the pastime of Maya Devi approaching Haridas Thakur is mentioned. That how Maya Devi, the personification of the external energy of the Lord, approaches Haridas Thakur. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions that how she comes in various, you know, attractive poses to allure the mind of Haridas Thakur. When she comes in front of Haridas Thakur, she says, I want to, you are so handsome. Please, let me have her union with you. But Haridas Thakur says, I will fulfill all your desires, but I have taken a vow. I have taken initiation into this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and I have taken a vow of chanting at least 3 lakh names every day. So please, let me just finish my chanting and then I will fulfill your desires. And she was there. 3 nights she passed and Haridas Thakur had not finished his rounds. And Maya Devi says on the 3rd night after that, she says, you have cheated me actually. You said that you will enjoy, but you have cheated me. Haridas Thakur said, what can I do? I have to chant my 3 lakh names every day. I have taken that vow. And unless and until I finish that vow, I cannot do anything. I don't do any other activity. And when Maya Devi heard this, then she revealed her real form. In the sense, she revealed herself that I am none other than the external energy of the Lord. And what I have done is I wanted to test you. But now I understood that you are glorious. So very wonderful dialogue which took place in between, where Maya Devi talks to Haridas Thakur about her position of incompetence and begging Haridas Thakur to give the holy name. And Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, after this discussion, mentions about how one should realize the glory of the holy name and why one should take the holy name and how one should take the holy name. So just wanted to just narrate this particular pastime. Maya Devi approaches Haridas Thakur after this and says, Brahmadi jiva ami sabara mohilinu ekele tumara ami nahite mohilinu. He says, Brahmadi jiva ami sabara mohilinu. He says, I have bewildered the mind of even Lord Brahma. What to speak of other living entities? I have bewildered the mind of even Brahma. But ekele tumara ami nahite mohite narilinu. Means I have not been able to bewilder your mind. In this material world, we find that there are so many attractive things in this world. It said, Krishna's Gaviraj Goswami says, even the greatest philosopher, his mind is bewildered when he's attracted by this illusory energy. But here, Maya Devi says that ekele tumara ami mohite narilunu, means I am not able to bewilder you at all. Now we can see that Brahmaji, who is a topmost person in this creation, and this person, he is bewildered by Maya Shakti. But the same Brahma, when he comes as Haridas Thakur and is taking shelter of the holy names, same Brahma in the form of Haridas Thakur is not able to bewilder. Mayadevi is not able to bewilder the mind of Haridas Thakur. And this Mayadevi is meditating on this fact. And what is the reason Mayadevi is talking about? The reason is because of the unlimited mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He says, Chaitanya avatare have. He says, Chaitanya avatare vahe premamrita vanya. Chaitanya avatare vahe premamrita vanya. Means because of the incarnation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what has happened is that he's inundated the entire world with this ocean of love of Godhead. Sab jiva prema bhase prithvita haile dhanya. He says, with this, what has happened is that everyone, all living entities, are given an opportunity to float. Sab jiva prema bhase, float in this ocean. Prithvita haile dhanya. That is the fortunate nature of this earth planet. Prithito haile dhanya. And says, ye vanyaya ena bhase. Says, ye vanyaya, whoever doesn't float in this ocean of love of Godhead, inundated into this love of Godhead, ye vanyaya ena bhase, se jiva chara, koti kalpa bahu utare naika nistara. He says, one who doesn't take shelter of this ocean of love of Godhead, koti kalpe bahu tare nahika nistara. From millions of kalpas, he will not be able to be delivering himself. There is no chance for him that he can deliver himself at all. For koti koti kalpas, koti kalpa bahu tare nahika nistara. So Maya Devi is trying to appreciate the unlimited mercy of the jivas at this present time, where Chaitanya has come and inundated this entire world with the ocean of love of Godhead. And then later on, she falls down at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And she starts begging. And what is she saying? Krishna nama deho more, koro more dhanya. Amare basya yeche, ehi prema vanya. He says, Krishna nama deho more, please give me Krishna naam and karo more dhanya, and please make me fortunate enough. Amare bhasya yeche ehi prema vanya. Let me just float in this ocean of love of Godhead. Ehi prema vanya. Please allow me to do that. and says, Eta boli vandira haridasera charan. Saying this, Mayadevi falls flat at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Now we cannot imagine Mayadevi, the external energy of the Lord, whom, you know, she bewilders all the living entities in this material world, and she is falling at the feet of Haridas Thakur. And what is she falling for? Please give me Krishna Naam. Please give me Krishna Naam. Because by receiving Krishna Naam from you, what will happen is that I will be able to float in this ocean of love of Godhead. And saying this, she falls down at the feet of Haridas. And what does Haridas say? Haridas kahe kara Krishna Sankirtana. Haridas Thakur says, please, you know, perform the Krishna Sankirtana. Please chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is trying to analyze the mind of people who may be reading this. And he says, Upadesha Pana Maya Chalila Hana Prita. When she received this holy name, what happened? She received this and Maya Chalila Hana Prita. She was very happy to receive this holy name and she went away chanting the holy name. But he says, Esaba Katate Karo Na Janme Pratita. He says, but people in this material world may not develop faith that such a thing can happen in this world. How is it possible that Maya Devi herself can come here and beg from Haridas Thakur? It is impossible. Maya Devi, who bewilders the entire, you know, world, and that same Maya Devi is, you know, falling at the feet of some insignificant jivatma like Haridas Thakur. How is it possible? Esapa kathata karo na janme pratita. Says this faith many people do not have. But then Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami later on mentions, kathate karita kahi. Kathate karita kahi karana hi hara. He says, I will try to develop the faith in you. Why one should take the holy name? Kathate karita kahi karana hi hara. Yara shravana haya vishwasa sabara. If you hear this, what will happen is that you will get full faith. And everyone will develop the faith in the chanting of the holy name. Yahara Shravana Haya Vishwasa Sabara. And what does Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions? He says, Chaitanya Avatare Krishna Prema Lubdhana. Chaitanya Avatare Krishna Prema Lubdhana. Shiva Brahma Sanakadi Prithviya Janmiya. He says, Chaitanya Avatar, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he was to inundate this entire planet with this ocean of love of Godhead, nectarine ocean of love of Godhead. Seeing this, Shiva, Brahma, Sanak and everyone else, they just took their birth on this planet Earth. Brahmaji came as Haridas Thakur himself. Shiva came as Advaita Acharya. Like this, so many personalities, Prithvite Janmiya. Brahma, Shiva, Sanak Adi, Prithvite Janmiya. And then he says, Krishna Prema Lana Nache, Prema Vanyaya Bhase. He says, taking the name of Krishna, Krishna Prema Lana Nache, Prema Vanyaya Bhase, they are floating in the ocean of love of Godhead. And seeing this, Narada Pralada Adi, Manushe Prakashe. Narada, Pralada, all of them, they come, all these personalities come, and they take birth here. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that you should at least have faith. These personalities have come themselves here in this material world to taste the prema, shuddha prema, the Krishna prema, through the chanting of the holy names. That's why they have taken birth on this planet Earth. And he says, what about them? Forget about them. He says, Lakshmi Adi Kori, Krishna Prema Lubdhana. Even Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune herself, also came down on this planet. Krishna Prema Lubdhana. Nama Prema Aswadila Manusha Janmaya. He says, even those people also, Lakshmi and others, they also came and Nama Prema Aswadila. They also were taking the holy name, Nama Prema Aswadila. And then Nama Prema Aswadila Manusha Janmaya. All these personalities are there. That is okay. He says, at least you should have faith in this aspect. And what is this? Anyarya ka katha apane vrajendra nandana. He says, forget about others. Even Vrajendra Nandan himself, the son of Nanda Maharaj, apane vrajendra nandana, avatari karena prema rasa aswadana. He says, even Krishna himself, forget about all this. Even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Vrajendra Nandana, he came down on this planet Earth for what? Karena prema rasa aswadana. To taste the holy name, he himself came down. He had to come down to taste what is there in the holy name. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, he says, Maya Dasi Prema Mage Iteki Vismaya. He says, if Maya Devi, when Krishna is come, all these personalities are come, Krishna himself has come, then Maya Dasi Prema Mage Iteki Vismaya. Means, then what is so great about if Maya Dasi comes and she is asking from Prema? If she is asking from Prema, what is so great about it? Because Krishna himself has come, so what to speak of others? Then you should not be bewildered if Maya Das is asking for prema. Prema mage iteke vismaya. And she says, this is very important verse now, line. Sadhu kripa namavina prema na janmaya. He says, without the mercy of the devotee and without the holy name, prema na janmaya. Sadhu kripa namavina prema na janmaya. He says, unless and until you receive the holy name, by the mercy of the Lord's devotee, you don't get prema. Prema na janmaya. So Prabhupada mentions at very many, many places that what do you mean by initiation? Initiation means you are begging from a devotee, a representative of the Lord, to give the holy name. And when you receive that holy name, you have already received that particular gift by which you chant without offenses, you achieve the Shuddha Prema, that is Krishna Prema. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that if one, when one receives the holy name in this way and he chants with intensity, carefully avoiding these offenses, it's just a matter of time that one receives Krishna Prema without doubt. And that is what one has to aspire for. So here, what we are talking about is the Namabhas stage. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Namabhas is, you know, is not actually the pure name. It is a semblance of the holy name. Just like an example is given that Abhas, that is when the sun rises early in the morning, before the sun has even risen, there is light. You have not seen the sun at 6 o'clock in the morning, but still you can see everything around. And said that even the thieves, rogues, everyone run away when you see the light in the sky. So you know that the sun is going to rise, but even before the sun has risen, you know, you can actually see light everywhere. So similarly, Namabhas is like this, that it can relieve you, okay, it can at that time deliver you from all sinful reactions. And said that even you are at the stage of Namabhas, and if you are, you know, unknowingly performing any sins at this time, still, you know, it will be cleared off. You will be relieved from all these sinful actions, reactions, when you're at the Namabhas stage. But that's not enough. He says you have to, you know, come out of this convalescent stage and try to take shelter. And that is possible, he said, only when you just go on serving the spiritual master, regularly associating by and carefully taking his instructions to heart and following it sincerely in our life. And that is what is the real substance. Otherwise, everything else is just hollow. We may just go on chanting the holy name and we may be just on the stage of Nama Prat or the stage of Nama Bas. But you really want to have the real substance, then you have to really do the best possible. Whatever capacity we have to strive the level best to see that we just, you know, chant our rounds attentively, carefully, for avoiding these offenses. And some of the others see that, you know, we just are always taking shelter of the instructions of the spiritual master to heart. That will give us the ultimate goal, that is Krishna Prem. That's up to Krishna when he gives us. But then we have to live a life of substance. Live a life of substance. That is the real substance of ours. Otherwise, we'll just be carrying on like this for years and years and nothing else will come out. Everything will be just external. We'll not be able to take the best out of it. If you really want that, then you really have to take it seriously in our hearts. And then we'll really be able to get the real results of it. Just to end, just want to talk about a small material anecdote. That once a college alumni, they all got together. And everyone were in their own way very, very big in their fields. The general managers, the CEOs, and everyone discussing about the stress and strains of their lives. And that meeting was held in the presence of their professor, their boss. And as they were discussing, so much, they were getting so much involved in it. Then the professor just went inside and got out. He says, "Let's have some hot drink." So he went inside and then kept it on a table, hot drinks. Along with that, the jug of hot drinks, he kept various glasses, cups. Some were made of porcelain, some were made of glasses, some were a little very expensive, some were made of silver, some of gold cups. The cups are of different sizes, different shapes. And he says, "Come, let's have hot drinks here, hot beverage." So everyone, rushed to the spot to have that. So everyone chose the best cups. Somebody chose the most expensive one, somebody chose the porcelain one, somebody chose the most wonderful designed cup, somebody chose the gold cup. So as they were sitting, taking their cups and sitting on their chairs, this professor said, "My dear friends, actually what you are going to have is a hot beverage. What is going to go into your system is a hot beverage. The cups is external, which is not going to matter much, right? But I saw that all of you are trying to get the best and you are looking at each other, which cup somebody has taken, which cup you are taking. But what you are going to have is the same. All of you are going to have is the same. So what actually mattered was the hot beverage and not the cup which you are going to take it." So similarly, the comparison given that you may have so many things, you have so many other external names, your position and other things. But what is really important is how you lead a life, leading a life of substance. So similarly, correlating a fact to over here, that we are all performing our different duties. As grihasthas perform some duties, as brahmacharis, you have your own duties, you have your own seva, designations. Grihasthas, we have our own designations. Everyone have their own designations, have their own services, the priorities. And many times we may get caught up in those things. But what is really important is not those. What is really important is how really we are living a life of substance. Are we really going down to the basics and trying to see whether my foundation is all right or not? Whether am I really living a life full of what I am expected of? What is expected of by my spiritual master? Is it this what is expected of from my spiritual master? No. If that is not so, then that is a secondary issue. What is really important is, yes, how well attentively I am following and how sincerely I am following the instructions of my spiritual master. How much serious I am to take these instructions to heart and apply it in my life. When you do this, then you live a life of substance. Then that really matters. Everything else, externals, it will go off in due course of time. You may be something at one time, you may be something else at other time. But what really will not change is what you have received, the unlimited mercy in the form of the holy name from the representative of Lord Chaitanya, who is come here to give this love of God to each and everyone. Sabha jiva prema bhase prityute haila danya, inundating everyone with this love of God. So we have a choice what we want to do. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your patient listening. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.